Just want to extend another welcome to all of you for being here this morning. And for the youth who are participating, I'm really thankful and proud of you guys for stepping up and leading the congregation this morning. Much of what you've heard today is born out of our recent beach retreat trip to Panama City Beach. We've gone several years in a row. This was my second year on the trip. And the songs you've heard this morning were some of their favorites from the retreat. And the theme of that retreat was called Tell Your Story. Now, when I was 22 years old, I went to Buenos Aires, Argentina, to do a two-year-long demographic research project for the Baptist Church. Now, the goal was to gather research, statistics, data about the people of Buenos Aires so that we could better target missionary efforts to the places in the city that needed it most. So I went with a partner, another young woman who is my age, and together we mapped out the city by its 15 neighborhoods. They were called comunas there. And we went out with this 20-question survey to get about 500 surveys per comuna. All in all, we did about 7,500 surveys with people in the 2 years that we were there on the streets of Buenos Aires. We were looking for details like age, race, gender, average education level and income, their religious affiliation, and religious participation. Those two things are different. And I wanted stats, quantifiable data. But have you ever tried to stop somebody on the street or in a park, or tried to approach a stranger to maybe sell them something? It's a really hard job, especially in another language. And people were about as skeptical of me and my partner as you or I would be if a random stranger asked us to stop on the street and answer a few questions about our religion. So it was a really difficult job. A lot of people thought we were trying to sell them something, and many thought we were trying to dupe them into converting to our brand of Christianity. But some kind souls took pity on us and helped to stop so I could reach my quota. But while I was hoping for statistics, a lot of people saw me, this random person that they would likely never see again, as a chance to open up and sometimes vent, but share their story. And they gave me a whole lot more than statistics. So they shared their story with me. I heard many stories about faith, why somebody believed or didn't believe. Someone, if I'm honest, more than someone, recounted stories of getting bruised knuckles from scary Catholic school nuns, and it left religion tasting sour in their mouths. Others shared about fond memories of a story when they knew God was real, or when their faith communities made giant differences in their lives. Now, I had grown up in church and had considered my faith formation to be a very positive influence in my life. It's why I went to Buenos Aires. Growing up in the Baptist tradition, I was well-versed in the tradition of sharing my testimony, the story of why I love God and what God has done in my life. I had multiple versions of it to tell. I had the long version, which really nobody wanted to hear, and the short one, and the even shorter one that was, you know, my little bite-sized 60-second story. But the funny thing, it was just so simple that despite my years of growing up in the church, somehow never occurred to me before my time in Argentina, is that everyone has a testimony, whether or not they realize it or would use that word for it. Sometimes we as Christians get so caught up in the telling of our own testimonies that we forget to listen to those around us telling us theirs in offhand comments, in diplomatic responses, in moments of vulnerability, or in surprising moments of rejection or callousness. It was doing those surveys and hearing all of those testimonies that led me to discern a call to ministry beyond my 2 years on the mission field. I realized how deeply the church had wounded some people and how poorly many viewed organized religion as a result. And I wanted to be part of providing people with the positive faith formation that I had received growing up. And I wanted also to be a part of healing the wounds of others. And I came to believe that it's the church's job to seek out the wounded and to help them heal. But in so many ways, it starts with listening, even when what you're hearing may make you hurt. It is by listening to the stories of others that earns us the right to tell them ours. And you may just find that the stories of others become embedded in your own if you listen close enough. A couple of weeks ago on the beach retreat, the youth practiced their listening skills with one another. David, Matt, and Kristen and I all told pieces of our stories each night, and then we broke up into small groups to unpack the ways God was writing our stories in us and using our talents and passions, using mentors and teachers in our lives that guide us and teach us God's truth, and even challenges and obstacles that grow us up into stronger and more faithful disciples. This morning, I have two of our youth who are bravely sharing bits of their stories with us. So I ask that you join me in listening with open ears and open hearts, first to Maisie Wynn and then Sydney Salcedo.
Hi, as she said, I'm Maisie, and I'm going into my senior year, and I've been a part of the youth group since I was in sixth grade. And a lot has changed in our group since then. The faces rotated. We've even changed youth pastors and spaces in the building. But there's one thing that's remained constant, and that is the type of space that this youth group has provided to me. This youth group gave me a place where it was okay to try and figure out who I was, even if, like, no one would make fun of me in that teenagery way for wearing too much eyeliner or getting too enthusiastic about music. It gave me a place where I could really come into my own and figure out who I wanted to be and how I was going to get there with the help of the people around me. And for that, I'm always going to be grateful for this youth group.
Hi, I'm Sydney Salcedo, and recently my siblings and I have joined the youth group of First Baptist Church of Decatur. I was excited to be joining a new group of people, but showing up for the first meeting was unexpectedly startling. I remember feeling out of place and terrified because of the different environment and different people. I didn't know what to expect, but when we first walked into the youth class, it seemed very silent as the other kids watched us come into the room. We took our seats like everyone else, and even though we were all shy, everyone was very welcoming to us. Luckily, I had two of my younger siblings by my side to share this change with me. I remember sharing the best and worst parts of our week, which we call highs and lows, in order to help us get an understanding of the other kids. This was a good way to help me open up to the group by allowing me to allocate my emotions. We still share our highs and lows weekly in order to support and rejoice for the weeks of our fellow youth. I didn't know it at first, but coming to the youth group was a surprising obstacle because meeting new people is hard, not only for me. Even being surrounded by new people for a few months has brought me new friends and new experiences. There have been many opportunities to help me become more interactive and confident, such as the youth mission trip, which encouraged us to work together by providing tasks that needed to be completed together, and the beach retreat, where we had a chance to talk in small groups and complete fun activities together. Even going to the movies this past Thursday has helped me grow a closer bond and trust with the people I'm surrounded by. These different events have been able to connect me with the other youth. Now when I attend youth group, I feel excited and welcome because of the friendly faces I recognize and the new experiences I'm thrilled to make. I'm happy to be a part of youth group because of the bonds I've built with new people.
Join me in one more thank you to the brave souls who were able to get up and share a little bit. I hope that this week, as you take these stories with you, you reflect on your own story and the way that God is working with you and the people around you and how your stories may intersect. Join us as we continue to worship. Thanks.